B'tachon for Life, Shir 1774, Yom Rishon B'Shabbes, before Shavuos. The B'tachon Shirim for this week have been generously sponsored in honor of Rivka Leah Bas Avraham Yitzchak Halevi for her tireless effort to promote Emunah and B'tachon. This chus of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send them bracha and atzlacha la'erech yom tovim. We were discussing what's considered success in B'tachon. And it's important to understand the idea of what Chavis HaLevavis is. The Chavis HaLevavis wrote his sefer specifically to draw attention to Chavis HaLevavis, which means the duties of the heart, the responsibilities of the heart. We live in a superficial world. People give credence to actions. People give credence to accomplishments. People look at individuals that seem to do high-level jobs, high-level accomplishments, that they are successful people. The Chavis HaLevavis elaborates, and he says that's a terrible mistake. Chavis HaLevavis, in a certain sense, is more important than the accomplishments and the actions that a person does, even a mitzvah. Now, obviously, a person has to do the mitzvahs. But we have to give the proper chashivas to the chavis halavavas, to the responsibilities of a yid's heart. Ahavas Hashem, anava, simcha, all different emotions that a person has to have. These are things that you'll never see on the outside. Superficially, you'll never know what's going through a person's mind. But look at it from a physical perspective. What's more important? The person's hand, which can accomplish, or a person's heart? You're right, you can't drive a car with a heart. And with a hand, you could. But without a heart, you're dead. And without a hand, Rachmana Litzlan, a person is still functional. With the mitzvahs, it's the same thing. The chayves halavavis, the responsibilities, the mitzvahs of the heart, define the essence of a yid. And it's so important for us to feel accomplishment in Chavis HaLevavis, because it's an avodah like any other avodah. Just like a person when he works on his Limud HaTorah, when he works on his tefillah, when he works on any mitzvah that he does, he understands that there's a ladder that he has to climb. It's vital for us to understand that when it comes to B'tachon, there's a ladder that we have to climb. And we have to be able to feel a sense of success every advancement that we make. And like we mentioned once, it's worth it to look back a few months and see what you were stressed about a few months ago. And does it still stress you? You could have two individuals walking down the street, both Erlich HaKasher Yidin. One person is walking down with a heart full of B'tachon. He's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very real way. And the other individual has very minimal B'tachon. He's still connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the relationship is so much further, so much more distant, simply because he didn't work on his B'tachon, on his Chavis HaLevavis. So are we going to feel completely calm on day one or even day 300? Maybe not. But the only way we'll get there is if we put in the effort. And the only way we can put in the effort is if we appreciate what it means to even have one moment, 1 minute, 1 hour, one time that you feel B'tachon.